views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and I just have to say, I'm so dang excited right now. We have totally remixed my intro music, and I'm so excited. We added this little, like, ting at the end right before I go live, and it's kind of like my little slice of heaven. So I decided we needed this because when I work with my clients, I always use this ceremonial bell, clearing bell that I got in Bali. I ring the bell, it clears the space, and it reminds me to leave the past in the past and the future in the future. And so I can just be present with my clients and have, you know, this beautiful energy. And so I decided we needed that for the radio show too. So when you hear that ting right before we go live, it's our little reminder to just be present with the conversation that me and my guests are having and see what you see for yourself in that space. So, okay, today we're chatting with a beautiful, beautiful lady in my life, Carrie Socha, and we are adding to this conversation of learning to love yourself, heal your body and mind, and celebrate life. So Carrie is a wellness coach and an essential oils educator, and I love her perspective on how oils can help us release emotions and use oils as a tool to start again. So for the next hour, my guests, Carrie and I, are going to discuss using your voice and how it has impacted her personally, her family, and her business. So I'm excited to share her perspective. So let's welcome Carrie to Rewired Life Radio. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Audrey?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. I just got a really big smile on my face when you gave the intro. So thank you so much for helping me get present and really get excited about having this conversation with you.
Yes, absolutely. So I just have to share, we had like a connection kerfuffle as we were trying to get started today. So being present right now is so huge. So again, that little ting, little reminder to just be here. We're both live. We're doing it. So it's good. So Carrie, I wanted to start with you telling us how it is that you started in the coaching world. How did you decide that you wanted to be a coach and you wanted to help women live their best life?
I would say, I would go back in 2013, we moved from Michigan to Denver, and we had been here for about a year, and my husband was transitioning, and he was back to work, loving his new job. My son, you know, I had spent that first year getting him acclimated. He was in second grade at the time, so I spent all my energy into acclimating him, getting us grounded in our home. I had a two-year-old daughter at home with me. My daughter, Claudia, and I just found myself a little lost. And so when I was working with a naturopath, one of the things that she mentioned to me was kind of that whole, your wheel, right? Your kind of life wheel, if you will, and asked me to assess mine. And when I realized that there were some areas of my life that were not really alive, or I wasn't really giving attention to those really important parts, she had recommended someone that I talked to, which was a life coach. And so when working with my life coach that I had hired, I realized what I wanted to do with my life post being a buyer and then being at home with my kids for, you know, however long, it was 6+ years at that point. And when I had had that experience, I realized I too want to do the same thing for women. And that was really finding purpose and really getting lit up inside and, you know, being fully who we are and being really not just okay with it, but really thriving.
Yeah, that's awesome. So then the consequence, the kind of after of filling you up, you became a better mom, and that was very important to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us how that happened, how you became a better mom because you were taking care of yourself.
Well, I think actually one of the things I realized that I wasn't actually taking care of myself, and that led me to, what was your question again? I'm sorry, I'm like,
that's okay. That's okay. This is perfect. So when you and I were chatting, I was telling you about this woman's work, Bobby Moore, who is talking about how functional families function. And she was saying that feeding yourself first actually helps you become better at everything else in your life. And so dysfunctionally, we tend to feed our work in the world first, and then it spills into our family, and then our partner, and then ourself. And she said these functional families actually feed themselves first, their own energy, make sure they're taken care of, and then they're able to give unconditionally to their partner and then to their family and then to their work and how they show up in the world. And so it sounds like you transitioning into being a coach, you were able to understand what you needed and to fill yourself up, which has then trickled down into being a better mom.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, honestly, I think that's where the whole oils came into place was a few years ago, same time frame, right? When I was really exploring what I needed and really asking that question, like, what is it that I want to do? What is it that I love doing? And really allowing myself that space to explore because I had given so much to my kids and really nurturing them. And so at that point, I did show up kind of empty and realized, oh my goodness, like I have to take care of me in order for me to be able to give to the world, to be able to give to my children. And so the self-care aspect was a huge revelation for me, you know, a few years back and realizing, you know, how important that was. And that is where the oils, you know, definitely came into place.
Absolutely. And I was going to mention again, in Bobby Moore's work, she says when we give in that upside down model of, you know, giving to the world and then giving to ourselves last, when we do give of ourselves, it's not unconditional. There's strings attached. There's expectations around our giving, right? An expectation of something coming back. So you and I had this really great conversation about how now that you're filling yourself up first, you're taking care of yourself, you can truly give unconditionally to your family. And that was very, really big for you.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So I want to ask you another question about, you mentioned a few months ago, you asked yourself a question, and I'm really happy to say that I got to be there for this. Will you tell us what the answer to what would you have me do? What did you answer for that question? What would you have me do?
So we were reading a book by Gabby Bernstein. It was The Universe Has Your Back. And when I read that, it said, what would I have you do? What would the universe have me do? It was pretty amazing when I look back at what I wrote. It was heal. It was trust. It was speak. It was teach. Those specific things came up. And then also, you know, truly opening up and living a life that I love and teaching other people to do that same thing.
Mm-hmm. So we need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to dig deeper into this what happened for you after you answered the question, what would you have me do? And all this amazing stuff came out for you and how it is now a part of your life. And so I do want to point out this question, what would you have me do? So this is something I start my day with and I recommend for my clients quite often. It's a journal question and it helps me get in the flow of connecting with my higher self. So for those of you listening, if you want to learn about more of my work and free downloads, including this question, you can go to my website, audreymichelle.com, for, again, free downloads and free content. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio with Audrey Michelle, and we'll be right back with my guest, Carrie Socha.
Hi, this is Connie Fife, your unstoppable diva, your host of Up or Out with Connie. I am thrilled to be a headline show on C-Suite Network, where you can grow your brand, grow your tribe, and be unstoppable. We are the hottest podcast for entrepreneurs, C-level executives, and market leaders. And you can hear me each week right here on the C-Suite Network. Also on Conscious Business Network, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, and over 900 stations around the globe. Be sure to follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Be bold, be connected, and be unstoppable.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
On Rewired Life Radio. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today we are talking to Carrie Socha about empowering women to heal and using your voice. So before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, Carrie. Can you give us the best way to get a hold of you?
Sure. So the best way would be to go on Facebook, and you can look up Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, and then last name is Socha, S-O-C-I-A, and I always say social without the L, if that helps.
Yeah.
To remember.
It does.
And then also on Instagram, same handle. So it's Carrie Socha on
awesome.
Instagram. Yeah, that's where I hang out.
So before the break, we were chatting about you becoming a health coach, a wellness coach. And there's a piece that we didn't get to talk about that's very important to you. What might that be?
That would be emotions, friends. Emotional wellness, feeling your emotions, and really allowing them to be there, acknowledge them, and not stuff them. So, totally.
Feel your feelings.
Feel your feelings, yes.
So,
feel your feelings.
Yes, I love it. Okay, so you are an essential oils educator. And this goes perfectly along with your idea, with your need to feel your feelings, and your essential oils give you a tool to not only bring yourself back and have a piece of self-care, but help you deal with your emotions. And so I want you to talk a little bit about the science behind how you use essential oils and how the scent of these oils help us work through our emotional issues.
Yeah. So, you know, when I started using the oils, the scent really was a powerful piece of it. Like, you know, just smelling them, you could smell, there's one that I love called Serenity, and you can smell it and it just instantly relaxes you. And so as I started learning more about the oils and really, what are they doing? How is this working? I got really fascinated with the science behind it. So in order to access and release, what happens if we don't feel I'll back up just a second. If we don't feel our emotions, or we stuff them, we push them down, what have you, they actually get trapped inside our bodies. So they get stored in our cells, and they get stored in our amygdala, like limbic system. So in order to access and release our emotional discomforts, the emotions that are stuck from, you know, not allowing ourselves to experience them, we have to stimulate the amygdala. And one way to do this is through the sense of smell. So smell is the only sense that is directly linked to the lobe of the brain that stores our emotions and directly affects the limbic system. So the limbic system stores our positive emotions, but they also store our negative emotions, such as fear, anger, depression, anxiety, and things like that. So in terms of being drawn to the essential oils and why I love using them is they really address the root cause and the root symptoms. So they address this at a cellular level. And when we smell them, it signifies to our brain, the olfactory talks to our limbic system, and it actually communicates to our brain. And then it will surface the emotion and help, it'll release them. The oils actually do.
Yeah.
So
it's like a Kickstarter is how I view the oils.
Totally. Yeah. It's absolutely a Kickstarter. It surfaces things and brings them up. And then you have the chance at that point, to acknowledge and then actually release the emotion. So it's no longer stuck in your body. And I find that fascinating, like absolutely fascinating and necessary. I love it.
Yeah. So this idea of using the oils as a tool to help us on the emotional level reminds me of my conversation I had with Dr. Pat last week. If you're able to tune in, we ended our conversation with feeling crusty is how she puts it when she's not, when she's feeling low vibe, when she's feeling off, she feels crusty. And I was like, oh, hashtag crusty. I'm using that. But now I love that we're continuing this conversation of how can you use oils now? If you're starting to feel crusty or low vibe, you can reach for your oils. And so I personally use lavender to calm down. I like to dump it a little bit in my bath, along with crystals, to just kind of, you know, bring myself back to present, and Melaleuca to let go of energies throughout the day that, you know, you talk to a whole bunch of people, maybe somebody's feeling off, and I use the Melaleuca to remind myself, to give myself a self-care moment to be like, Audrey, let go of other people's stuff and just get back to you. Like, that's how I use them.
You've got it. You've got it, sister.
Yeah. So what's your favorite?
I have so many favorites, but I would say rosemary is one of my favorite. It's the oil of transition and knowledge. And for me, I've noticed that I need support during times of transition. So if I'm feeling like overwhelmed and there's a lot of change going on, I have new projects that I'm taking on for work, I'm stretching myself, those type of things, I literally bathe in rosemary. I love it. Smelling it relaxes me and just soothes me. So that's one of my favorites. Serenity is another oil that I use a lot of. That's the restful blend. So if I'm feeling, again, it's kind of that overwhelm feeling, then I would turn to Serenity. And then as a mama, one of them that I love is Balance. So that's a grounding blend. And I actually, going back, I feel like the grounding blends are, those come from trees and grasses. So vetiver is one of my favorite grounding blends. I use that before bed. And I will also use that if I feel like I'm kind of scattered or, like you said, crusty, like it helps me root. So vetiver is one for me that I use morning, midday, night. It's kind of a one I travel with, and it's in a lot of the blends that I use as well. So grounding, huge for me. The Balance and vetiver are two of my probably favorite grounding blends.
Your go-tos. Yeah. So back to the science a little bit here. So you and I both know that I'm super sensitive to the oils. Like you opened peppermint and I like ran out of the room. And so when you make my blend, I know my Melaleuca, you mixed. And so I want you to tell us a little bit about, you know, how the strength in these oils.
Absolutely. So like back to peppermint, I think that's a great place to start. So one drop of peppermint, and when we're talking about oils, essential oils, I actually do want to bring up that I use a certified therapeutic pure grade oil. So it's third party tested. It's the highest quality. They consider it beyond organic. So when we're talking about oils, it's not just something you can go out and buy anywhere. So the company that I work with is, you know, by far, I trust them. I love how they make the oils. And so I just want to put that out there.
They're powerful.
And just say that they're powerful, but it's also, you know, you don't want to just go in and grab any oil. So back to using them, one drop of peppermint is equivalent to 28 bags of peppermint tea. So they're super therapeutic. They're super potent. So it's about 50 to 70 times stronger than an herb. So for you, that's when we
can't even drink peppermint tea. So
yeah. Okay. So totally. I mean, the great thing is, you know, these oils, they come directly. They are 100% pure oil, but you can buy them or they can be made diluted as well. So a lot of them are doing, we dilute them or they come diluted already by the company with fractionated coconut oil or any other carrier oil. So for kids or anyone who has sensitivities or the smells are really potent, you definitely would want to dilute them. So I think we only put like one or two drops of Melaleuca in a 10 milliliter rollerball for you. And the rest was diluted with a carrier oil.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I just put like a little dab on my wrist. I rub my wrists together and I put them in front of my face and I just breathe that in and I feel it resonate through my whole body.
That's
like
amazing.
My whole body gets the like, okay, let go of other people's stuff. Let go of your stuff. It's time to sleep. And so I just wanted to make sure we mentioned that it is very strong and there are options out there in case you're just like, whoa.
Totally.
You like pulled out the peppermint and I'm like, I'm leaving. I can smell it already.
And like, I need like the, for me, like the stronger, the better, you know, but definitely like I cater, you know, and cater to the client, right? The customer, the person that's using the oils. And there's so much wonderful information as to how you can do that out there.
So we need to take another break, but I wanted to mention earlier, we talked about my interview with Dr. Pat. So if for you, those of you that missed it, you can always get the replay live, or you can replay the live show starting on Friday. So the show goes live on Wednesdays, and on Fridays you can have the replay available. You just go to audreymichelle.com/radio and click on the archives. So we're going to go to break. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio. And when we come back, we're going to discuss how Carrie used oils in her journey to find her voice. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. Imagine 3 days in a hand-built log home nestled in the Cascade Mountain. Activate the collaboration between the body and spirit and allow the accelerated connection as one of the most powerful ways to light up your cells, honor the body's needs in this all-inclusive event. Visit lynnmbrown.com or call 206-931-7356.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Welcome back to Rewired Life Radio. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle. And today we have my dear friend Carrie Socha with us talking about empowering women to heal and how she uses essential oils as a tool to help her be her best self. So again, before we get started, Carrie, tell us the best way to get a hold of you.
So through Facebook, so just my name, look up Carrie Socha, C-A-R-R-I-E. Socia, S-O-C-I-A, and Instagram. So both of those options, you can connect with me there.
Yeah, and I love your Instagram feed. It's always, you know, super fun, cute pictures. So
check
out on Instagram. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so in the last segment, we were talking about the science behind the oils that you use. And now I want to shift into how you use these as a part of your day. And since we're talking about using your voice, is our topic today, I want to spend this segment understanding how oils can assist you in using your voice and helping you when you're feeling stuck around using your voice. So, Carrie, I know you have a diffuser going right now with your oils. So tell
yeah,
us what's
always.
In it. What is in it?
Okay. So my custom diffuser blend that I created today that I'm using. I have 5 oils in it, and I specifically use them for today because using my voice on paper, I can definitely, that's something I love. I love writing. However, speaking and being like in the, you know, speaking out loud using my voice has not always been the easiest thing for me.
Yeah, very vulnerable spot.
Yeah, very vulnerable spot. I want to, however, this is like a big goal of mine. So you're making this reality, this dream of mine come true today. So thank you. Because I do want to speak more and I do want to share my story and inspire other women. So the one that I used specifically first was lavender and spearmint. And lavender is the oil of communication, and spearmint is the oil of confident speech. So even just me taking, I have the spearmint bottle right in front of me, even just breathing that in, I already took the caps off everything just so I wanted to be able to use them while I was talking. But the spearmint is amazing. So, so that's for confident speech. And then I always, lately I've been noticing I've always want vetiver or grounding oil in there too. That really is necessary for me. So I have 2 drops of spearmint, 2 drops of lavender, 2 drops of vetiver, and that's for the grounding. And then I did add 1 drop of geranium, and geranium is the oil of love and trust. So I'm just trusting myself and loving myself for being here and really stepping out of my comfort zone. Yeah. And then the last one is breathe. And I did 1 drop of breathe as well. And that's the oil of breath. So just as a reminder to be present and to breathe is always a good one for me because I can find myself kind of holding, like restricting my chest. And so just that act of breathing and knowing that I'm loved and cared for. And is also that's great for being courageous. So,
yeah. Yeah. I love, you and I connected over the emotional aspect of it, right? You know, you can use oils for the physicality, but for you, it seems to be on the emotional plane, which is, you know, what my work is too. And so, in my own healing and now the work that I facilitate, it's very much about emotional stuckness and stress and how that is manifesting physically. And so I'm a big fan of the work of Louise Hay because she hits the nail on the head when it comes to understanding our emotions and the patterns behind physical ailments. So in Louise Hay's world, if you are struggling to use your voice, it tends to manifest as a sore throat. So we were discussing this earlier about if you have a sore throat, there are 2 different ways you can go in choosing your oil. So if you were to choose an oil to soothe it on the physical plane, what would you use?
On the physical plane for me, or, you know, definitely I've used this for my daughter and I recommend for other people as well. When you look it up for that piece, it's going to be lemon. It's going to be, I use a blend called On Guard, and that's considered like the oil of protection. So it helps, you know, support any environmental threats, say, that are going on, whether you have, you know, some congestion or something like that. And then I would tap on top of that Melaleuca. So Melaleuca, again, is like energetic boundary. I'm kind of already mixing both of them. See, I cannot like not use one without the other, like the physical with the emotional, right? Because to me, they're so related. So yeah, those would be my 3 go-to: lemon for soothing, On Guard for, you know, clearing and cleansing out, is in Melaleuca as well. Like Melaleuca is known as the oil of cleansing. So like cleansing whatever's stuck in that throat.
The On Guard tends to remind me of the idea of like emergency, like drinking emergency when it's like, you know, winter and there's flu and cold and whatever going around.
Absolutely.
Okay. So then from the emotional standpoint, on the emotional plane, if you, again, from Louise Hay, if you're stuck around using your voice, what would you choose as an oil?
Well, for me, because this is something that I work on, it's something that is really important to me, I immediately go to the spearmint and the lavender. So the spearmint, you know, that confident speech really speaks to me, as well as the lavender. And with my son, say, right? He came home last week, and these are conversations we have around our house all the time. And it was really cute because last night, both my kids asked me to oil them up before they went to bed. So I love that they're communicating with me what their needs are. And my son actually shared with me that he was having, or he does continue to have, times at school where he feels like he's having a harder time expressing himself when he's called on one-on-one. So when I asked him, are you open, you know, to using oils, spearmint and lavender were the two that I went for him. And, you know, it's something that I would use for, or do use for myself as well.
Yeah. And so this, the oils have opened up a whole new conversation for you and your family.
Yes, they have. And I love that.
Yeah. And I mean, your kids are what, 12 and 5?
6. Yep. They just turned 6 and, yeah, 6 and 12.
So yeah, I can't even imagine being that in touch with my emotions when I was that age to be able to come home and be like, Mom, I need oils because I'm having trouble accessing my voice. You
right,
know?
Right, right.
How great is that?
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing. It's definitely, my daughter, you know, is, I'd say, really in tune. Like, she's, you know, her emotions run wild. And it's helped me because I realized back in the day when my kids were having or getting really emotional, I actually had a hard time with it. And I realized that I wasn't allowing myself to feel and to, like, feel into my emotions. So they've actually been a teacher for me, and they were, you know, part of my biggest teaching was realizing, oh my gosh, like, what's going on? They're emotional and I can't handle it. So that was a big, you know, significant time where I realized I need to start getting more in tune with myself and my feelings and allowing myself to feel it versus, you know, getting it stuck somewhere in my body, because that's not good for anybody. So Claudia for sure will say, oh, I need some wild orange. I need some cheer. Like, those happen to be two of her favorite, are wild orange and cheer. Both, that's kind of like an uplifting. Any of the citrus oils are uplifting. And my son's favorite is citrus bliss as well, which is it's actually considered the uplifting blend. So they ask for those. Like, kids are so intuitive as to, like, what they need. So when they just go and smell the oil, they can tune in and really figure out what they're drawn to, the oil that they need. Or at least that's what I've witnessed with my kids.
I think that's beautiful. And I'm half jealous because I'm like, okay, how old was I before I could tune into my body and my intuition and be like, oh, I think I need this for myself.
Right.
Like, how amazing is that going to be for them when they're 35 to have 30 years of experience under their belt of accessing their emotion? That's going to be beautiful.
Well, thank you. Actually, Citrus Bliss is the invigorating blend. Sorry. That's the inspiring is cheer. So my kids are like little cheerful. Well, when they're not, we use these too, but so, you know, even if they're already cheerful, that's what's so awesome about the oils is that it does support both the positive and the one that needs more support, right? If you're feeling down, it can invigorate, but even when you're happy, like, it exudes that even more, brings that out even more. So,
yeah. Yeah. So great. Okay. So we're going to have to take another break. Again, I'm here with Carrie Socha. And if you, let's talk about this. Carrie is giving away a free coaching consultation valued at $250. And so the best way to get in touch with her is on her Facebook page, which is Carrie Socha, CarrieSocia. On Facebook, and that's a great place to go and ask her questions. Even if you're using oils right now and you want to start using them more for the emotional plane, a great way to get a hold of her. So again, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. This is Audrey Michelle, and you're listening to Rewired Life Radio.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hi there, we're back on Rewired Life Radio with Audrey Michelle. I have lifestyle coach, lifestyle and wellness coach Carrie Socha here with us, and we're talking about empowering women to heal and specifically using your voice. So as you know, in the final segment of my show, I like to celebrate. An essential part of healing for me was finding joy and gratitude in the everyday and celebrating small wins. So before we went to break, Carrie and I were chatting about what it means to heal and how she uses oils to signify for herself a change in her emotions, how to shift from a negative space to a positive space. And I want to talk to Carrie about how she's able to give her space to celebrate how she was able to listen to her body and listen to her intuition and honor her voice in what it is she's up to now. So first, Carrie, I want to thank you for sharing your experience. This has been so much fun. You're so sweet, and I'm really excited for you for what you're up to. And there was one thing I said before we went to the break. Carrie is giving away a $250 consult in her business, and I didn't exactly tell you how to do that. So if you go to her Facebook page, Carrie Socha, and you comment on her link about being on the show today, about being on Rewired Life Radio, if you comment there, she is picking, we'll shuffle all of that up and she'll pick from a hat of who the winner is going to be for her consult session. So, okay, in the spirit of celebrating, Carrie, now tell us about the day you heard internal wisdom. You heard your internal wisdom and how your business has been shaped around it.
All right. So back in January, actually, I had a friend of mine, Sarah, came and reached out and said, hey, you know, can you bring your oils over to my house? And I was like, oh my goodness, sure, I'll bring my oils over. And so when I went over to her house, she had known, she'd, you know, been to my home before, knows that I use them. And so she wanted more, kind of zen in her life. And so she sought out the essential oils. And so when I went over and we started discussing them and she said, you know, she wants them in her life, how can she buy them? I was like, oh gosh, I don't know how to do that, but we'll figure it out. And so that's when I realized that, you know, before I've been using these oils, I've been using essential oils for a long time, but in terms of like doing them daily, that happened about 2 years ago. And mm-hmm. when I realized I'd been giving them away, right? Like people would say, oh, this is going on for me. This is going on. I would just give them oils, like literally here's my bottle and you can use it. And so when that happened and she asked, you know, she's like, I want to be a part of this. And I was like, well, you know, I can sign you up. Then I realized, why am I not doing this? Like, this is such an important part of my day and how I operate. And it's really helped me transform, into being more of who I truly was, right? Like uncovering me. So when that happened, it was a really amazing wake up call and I just ran with it. I didn't question it. I was like, well, this is meant, right? This is meant to be. Mm-hmm. And so, and that did come up, like the whole universe question around what do I want to be, you know, what does the universe want me to do? Or
yeah, what would you have me do?
What would you have me do? You know, the thing that I actually pulled up my binder, where I wrote exactly what it said, and it said, heal past wounds at the root, use wounds for the good, and speak, share, write, and you know, truth, right? So I get chills saying that. And I knew that I wanted to do that for myself and I wanted to do that for others. And I think I initially kind of was taking it from the medical, like, do I need to go back to school? Am I going to be, you know, functional medicine doctor? Or, you know, what does this look like for me? And the fact that it has manifested into what I was already doing and it just became more clear for me was amazing, because it just was like a glove that fit, or like the Cinderella shoe, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it just fit. So
yeah.
I didn't look back and I just ran with it, and I've incorporated that more and more, or it is what I'm doing. It's my sole focus right now.
Absolutely. And I think that's a testament to you too, to be able to hear, right? Gabby Bernstein says, when the universe calls, are you going to answer with love or fear? Mm-hmm. And I think it's huge that you were able to see that day when your friend called, all of a sudden you're just like, oh, yes,
yes,
this is the thing. This is what I'm doing. And say, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it feels good. I know it.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about this before. Like, that was like a huge day for you. And so
I
just wanted to give some space and celebrate that for you to be able to hear it. And then to know, like, oh, there it is. I've been looking for how I'm going to like help people heal. And it's been here all the time, but now I see it.
Yeah. I think we've been asking that. I mean, it really happens like right around asking that question. And that's happened before with me too. It's just like, what am I supposed to be doing? And then the answer came, and it came in this form. It came in the form of, you know, helping women, you know, get to the root and really heal on an emotional level, and really be able, my whole motto is like living a life that you love. I want to live a life that I love, and I want others to really be able to feel that and experience that as well.
Yeah. So share with us how you start each day. How do you set intention and work from this space of alignment so that you can hear, right? So that you were able to hear the universe is just like, hey, here's how you're going to work with women. Because it could have gone a different way, right? It could have gone a different way. You could have continued to just be like, oh yeah, here, have some stuff. But I'm over here doing this other thing. So how do you start your day?
I definitely have between essential oils, I always usually just kind of intuitively pick one and do a drop on my hand, rub my hands together and breathe that in just to like signify to my brain, hey, I love you. And, you know, just giving that support to myself. And then also I do love clearing energy and clearing space. So I do use, I'll smudge or, you know, use sage, and I love using incense as well. To me, it's like a very feminine way to kind of clear energy and to ground. So it'll always go back to grounding for me. The more I'm grounded and in tune, the more open I can be to the messages that I'm getting, and the more grounded I am and just speaking for my soul, right? So I also love doing a glass of water with a drop of lemon in it. That, again, to me is just very cleansing and refreshing and just kind of keeps me alert and on. So I'd say between those three things, and then also, like you said, the intention part, what is my intention for the day? So I will attach an intention with the oil. And when I light, you know, say the incense, or I light sage, then I will give that intention when I light whatever it is that I'm lighting.
Yeah. That's a beautiful start to a day. I love that.
Thank you. And I try to move. That's another, we didn't talk about that, but moving my body and really listening. So like today I did some dancing. I also did some stretching. So on the emotional part, when I was feeling like that tense and, you know, tenseness in my chest, as I was like, okay, I'm going on and speaking, I started dancing and I started able to like laugh and stretching through it too. So I'd say movement is also really important.
Huge. Yeah. I do that too. Right before I go on, like before you and I started talking, I was just kind of like dancing. I kind of like shake my arms. I don't know if you've done Kundalini yoga, but they have you like really shake your body and just get the energy off, just so that I can breathe, right? So that my breath isn't shallow and my speech isn't shallow. So yeah, we were both like in our own houses, like moving around, shaking around. So very fun. Carrie, I have so much enjoyed speaking with you today. Again, let's tell people how they can win your free consultation.
So hop onto my Facebook page. I have a post that I did last night that says that I'm with Audrey today. So comment on that, and then I will take all the comments, write all the names, and then draw out of a hat. And I can't wait to be able to have that consult with one of you who is listening right now. I'm super honored. I'm thrilled that Audrey asked me to be a part of the show. It's amazing, and I just am so grateful. So thank you, Audrey.
My pleasure. It's been wonderful. So Rewired Life is all about creating a new nervous system, one choice at a time, one moment at a time. And if oils is what helps you shift from that negative space to that positive space, again, you can contact Carrie. And so next week, well, first of all, Carrie, thank you for such great information and sharing with your time here on Rewired Life Radio. So next week, join me at noon Pacific on Wednesday. We are going to be talking about designing your happy place with my friend and interior designer, Mandy Straits. She has a program launching to help you understand how to design your happy space from the inside out and from the outside in. It's super fun. So have a great week, and we'll be back here at noon Pacific Wednesday next week. We'll see you soon.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio, Learn to Love, Heal, Celebrate, with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.